What's going on, people? It's another episode of Daily Talks with Link, man, and I'm back. Had a long day today. A little stressful. But shit, I'm here back with another episode with y'all today, man, and I just want to get right into it. Today I want to talk about shit, bringing value. You know what I'm saying? I think that's a major, you know what I'm saying? I think bringing value is such some we definitely gotta evaluate for ourselves again. See, me, I'm more of a I'm gonna talk about self things, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean, I like to critique myself. I think you are your best critique, you know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna be focusing on self. But back to bringing value, man, you just gotta you gotta look at yourself in any situation and just think, what am I going to bring? What am I going to, what's going to help the situation? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's going to help that I have to make this thing work? You know what I mean? And that goes definitely into like relationships. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You don't want to just be in a relationship with people and shit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all together for a little minute or whatever, but ain't nothing happening. You know what I'm saying? You're not bringing value. You know what I'm saying? Y'all value as a couple ain't where it need to be because you ain't bringing value. You know what I'm saying? It gets deeper. It gets very deep in terms of relationships too, because you can be with somebody for damn near 20 years or so. And just with them, just to be with them, you know what I'm saying? Not even realizing the situation, you know what I'm saying? You just with them. No value in it, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to get stuck and stagnant, you know what I mean? You got to know what you bringing to the table, you know what I'm saying? What gifts, what knowledge, what, you know what I'm saying? What are you going to do to help this situation? I think that's very big, you know what I mean? Like, you got to really look deep down in yourself, you know what I mean? And look at yourself like, shit, if I'm dealing with somebody and we together for a little while, I got to know where I want the relationship to go, you know what I mean? And for one, I got to know what I got to bring to this relationship for it to go to where I want it to go. I think that's something too, you know what I mean? If you bringing value has to always have a purpose, you know what I'm saying? You can look at it like that sometimes, somebody just coming in and bringing value to them in terms of, you know, quick financial gains and shit. Okay, you bring a financial value, but I'm thinking more of a, like, some shit that'll build you, you know what I mean? Some character shit, you know what I mean? Real like, okay, that nigga bringing something, you know what I mean? Some character about him, you know what I mean? I think that's very big. That's gotta help everybody in terms of you, life, and everything, you know what I mean? What did you bring into all the situations in your life? And I think one thing too is that you can't just be bringing without a purpose almost, you know what I mean? In a sense, for me, I feel like you can't really do that. I don't think that's cool, like, you know what I mean? Like, you just bringing some shit and you ain't got no soul purpose. I feel like everybody should have a purpose, most definitely. That's something everybody should work on. Find something that they, you know what I mean, you worth living for, you know what I mean? That's going to bring it all out of you. That's going to know what you got to do to bring what to the table. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, find a purpose and sense in life too. That's one thing I'm learning myself, you know what I mean? Still trying to find a strong purpose, you know what I mean? Like, you can have purposes in life, and you know what I mean? Simple shit, you know what I mean? Or just shit, you know, that's there. But, you know what I mean? Find that sole purpose you feel like you was here on this planet to do. Most definitely, you got to find that purpose. I think that's something we all should focus on, too. Also, which will require us to bring value, you know what I'm saying? By us finding that. I feel like if you finding your purpose in any situation in life, like any situation in life. Just look deep down in yourself and just feel like what you know what I mean? I can name a lot of bad situations, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, just think about, shit, what was my purpose for this? You know what I'm saying? What was I here for? Why was I here for? You know what I'm saying? What in me was I able to bring out for everybody else to know and help them with their daily lives and shit like that? I think that's cool too, in a big way, knowing that. I feel like we gotta come together, you know what I mean, more so too, and stop. I feel like we can't always take criticism bad, you know what I mean? I think that's something I've been looking in and seeing that, because I do that shit often too, you know what I'm saying, myself. Somebody say some shit to me, I'm like, damn, nigga, you hating ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? You know, niggas say some crazy shit. You know what I mean? You'll say some shit like that. But it's like, in the end of the day, you would really want to know, like, shit, okay, they let me know. You know what I'm saying? Don't take it as them trying to be disrespectful towards you. You know what I mean? Always try to take it in a manner of like, okay, that's another way I can goddamn check myself. You know what I mean? Reevaluate my own mindset and everything. Reevaluate my ways, cause that there will help you a lot. You know what I'm saying? Just reevaluating yourself. That's, you know what I'm saying, knowing what you need to work on, it'll help you. You know what I mean? So you gotta always stay in tune and tact with that very utmost. You know what I mean? But in any way, criticism is always taken. You know what I'm saying? Like, even if a nigga say, well, I guess it's not necessarily criticism taken, I guess how people saying it. You know what I'm saying? Nigga might say some shit like, what the, you know what I'm saying? Say some crazy stuff, and now you like, damn, he ain't even saying too much, but it's just how he said it. You know what I'm saying? Nigga had a like goddamn aggressive tone with his shit. You know what I mean? So I think that may be the more so the reason why we probably take it the way we take it. But I feel like, don't even let that stop the situation. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Take it in. You know what I mean? If you know it, you know what I mean? If you can goddamn pinpoint when, you know what I'm saying, a nigga ain't trying to, just crazy. You know, a nigga just talking, the tone and shit. But you gotta very much take the criticism and roll with it. You know what I'm saying? And use it. You know, it's almost like criticism can be taken as so much. Like, criticism can almost be like a great thing in terms of like, you just taking it all in. You just taking all of the criticism in. You just taking it in. You just eating it up. You taking all that criticism in. And right when you take all that criticism in, you just work on yourself. It ain't gotta be no, you know what I mean? You ain't gotta tell nobody or nothing. You know what I'm saying? You take in the criticism and you just work it throughout yourself. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you got them, okay, somebody said I got them, I should work on my, you know what I mean? I want to do, and it could be, you know, just self shit, you know, self critique. That's beautiful, you know what I mean? I love when somebody can self critique themselves. That's some shit I find that very goddamn, you know, that's approaching, you know what I'm saying? Very like, okay, I can be a little open, you know what I'm saying? Because they, you know what I mean? They're saying, they're talking about themselves. It's not necessarily them coming towards you talking or gossiping about someone else, or, you know what I mean, bringing another person involved. They self-critiquing themselves. So I think that's a highly skilled, and I don't too much see that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you really think about it, I don't really see a lot of self-critique. You know what I'm saying? I wonder why is that. You know what I'm saying? Like, now I'm thinking about it. Maybe amongst goddamn certain people, but I don't really see self-critique. Like, just throughout, I'm thinking about life and everything right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, people don't really just self-critique themselves. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I think that's something I think I feel like I do. You know what I'm saying? I look at myself like, shit, yeah, I fucked up on that. I'm going to have to get right on that. Tell somebody, you know what I'm saying? I know, like, shit, I ain't afraid to self-critique myself. That was kind of weird. But, yeah, I think that's something we definitely got to focus on. Just as I think that is just I think that's more so as a culture thing too. You know what I'm saying? I think certain things have different effects in different goddamn insertions. You know what I mean? Like, if you insert, like I said, self-critique in culture versus like on some trying to and put it in some shit like church. It's just different, you know what I'm saying? You putting self-critique in religion, it's like, okay, you know what I'm saying? But when you put it through the culture and make it something that you grow up into, you know what I'm saying? It's something that you live by. It becomes, you know, and you, like I said, you can't say religion, but I don't think self-critique is super heavy in religion, so I wouldn't pretty much put it in there. But I think, yeah, the way you, wherever you insert it in, I'm thinking that's something we should definitely do. Self-critique should definitely be inserted in the culture. Like, we should be growing up, being grown and taught to self-critique yourself. You know what I'm saying? If this is a certain way you want to act, you got to learn how to self-critique yourself. Can't nobody critique nobody better than you. You know what I mean? So you don't want to be out here goddamn having people goddamn putting you through all types of mind games and shit, and then you can't even goddamn self-critique yourself. You done goddamn tricked your damn self. You know what I'm saying? They really goddamn training you to be some other body else. You know what I'm saying? This shit really is a mind game. You know what I mean? Like, even that's definitely with relationships, I think. You know what I'm saying? I think definitely with relationships, it becomes almost like somebody, you'll just be in there self-critiquing yourself for the next, like, for each other. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, it's, you know what I'm saying? I guess that's what you call love. You know what I mean? Or, you know what I'm saying? Or in a sense of any type of form of respect. Because I think, like, if you can love somebody enough to self-critique, do something different that you're doing, I think that's beautiful. And inspiration. That's that's what the definition of inspiration is. That's definitely what the definition of inspiration is. That alone, inspiration is something powerful, you know what I'm saying? If you can, you know what I mean? You want to make something different just off of your own self. I think that shit, that's some powerful shit, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That's some powerful shit, you know what I mean? And if it's in the form of a natural form, like talking and shit, you know what I mean? Or, you know what I mean, just doing shit. Like, you know what I mean? If it's just a natural thing and people get inspired by it, man, that's wonderful. I think that's something super beautiful. I think that is something super beautiful. I think a lot of people will love that shit. You know what I mean? And it'll bring out a lot of people, different sides of people. But then again, it'll be beautiful for me. You know what I'm saying? Just to see the inspiration spread throughout everybody. I love when inspiration is something, and that's like, inspiration is like a feeling. Like, I don't know what goddamn technical term that would be, but most definitely inspiration is a crazy feeling that you get. And that is like one of the most greatest feelings for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, right now I just get inspired by, like, just little things, you know, riding around seeing different types of cribs and shit, you know what I mean? Might push up and see some, you know what I mean? Just ride around through, just getting inspired, like, shit, that's a crazy crib. I know one day I'm gonna be, you know what I'm saying? Just catch a little inspiration there, you know what I mean? Right now, for me, it ain't much, you know what I'm saying? I think success would be one, happiness, you know what I'm saying? Joy of others. For me, you know what I'm saying? Especially if we real close, and you know what I'm saying? And I feel like, you know what I mean? And you do something, you inspire me, man, and that shit'll bring joy to me. Like, a lot of the homies rap. So every time I see the homies and they goddamn elevating their game and they, you know what I'm saying, they doing some new shit, you know, that's inspiration for me. You know what I'm saying? On some real shit. So shout out to all the homies who out there rapping. Y'all know who y'all is. I fuck with y'all on a real note. But yeah, man, like, that small shit right there, man, it's just, I grab inspiration off of that. Like, most definitely. That shit just beautiful to me. Like, you know what I mean? Seeing, like, another motherfucker or your close homies and shit, like, just do what they want to do. That shit catch inspiration, man. Like, I don't think a lot of people know. Like, that's why every time I see people, man, doing what they doing, and I'm seeing, I'm like, man, keep doing what you doing. You know what I'm saying? That shit gonna inspire me. Inspire, boom, 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 boom. You know what I'm saying? It's just inspiration. You know what I'm saying? A lot of this shit is just inspiration, man. I be loving this shit, though. You know what I'm saying? That's something major with me. Like, I can definitely say that. Like, it don't take much for me to get inspired right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I keep my head, like, level. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I try to not to be in too much negativity. You know what I'm saying? Even though, you know, we all for gays and the little things we ain't supposed to be doing. But, you know what I mean? We gonna all do, you know what I mean? But you gonna do what you do, but you wanna just and always try to stay in a great positive mind frame and keep shit going, you know what I'm saying? Keep people inspired, you know what I'm saying? Just like I'm saying, I just want everybody to goddamn keep doing what y'all doing out there, man. For sure, like, all the homies, you know what I'm saying? Y'all, man, y'all niggas keep that shit going. For real, man. When you look back at this shit, man, it ain't gonna be much, man. It ain't gonna be much left. Only thing you gonna have is goddamn what you left. You know what I'm saying? What that man say? To be goddamn truly to be immortalized is to be remembered. You know what I'm saying? That's the true immortalization. To be remembered, bro. That's the truest shit I ever heard in my life. That is the realest shit. The truest form of immortalization is to be remembered, bro. That means you left something in somebody's mind. That's wild. You know what I'm saying? If you're thinking on that, that's wild to leave something in somebody's mind. You know what I'm saying? That's why, you know what I'm saying, entertainment and shit like that. But you gotta understand what kind of minds people have, you know what I'm saying? You know what kind of masses and what kind of shit triggers people. You know what I'm saying? You gotta be an expert at that type of shit. Alright, I know they got doctors who study the brain and know who does what and can put, you know what I mean, in a certain amount of this or make this person do that, you know what I'm saying? So that shit really wild on a whole nother grand scheme of things. But yeah, I just want everybody, all my homies out there, man, y'all continue doing what y'all doing. But yeah. Well, oh yeah, most definitely. I did want to talk about being respectful too. You know what I'm saying? I think that's something we most definitely got to focus on. Well, shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm just peeking at society in ways I feel like we can increase it. You know what I'm saying? Thinking of society and just thinking about ways we can increase it. And one of the major ways we can increase it, one of the major, major ways we can increase it is if we be a little more respectful, you know what I'm saying? Just of others, you know what I'm saying? And that goes to just the way you talking, you know what I'm saying? You may be holding a conversation with you and somebody, but damn, it's like a lady and her two children right there, you know what I'm saying? Be mindful of the children, dog, you know what I'm saying? Just a little respectful. Not saying, you know what I mean, by any means, oh, you know how niggas take shit, but, you know, just be a little more respectful, man. That shit goes miles away. You know what I'm saying? I think that's something major we definitely need to focus on, too. Just being a little more respectful. What she say? R-E-S-P-E-C-T. It's been a rough year. Yeah, man. Strange year, man. Strange year. You know what I mean? But shit, I'm just trying to stay focused, you know what I mean, and keep my head held high, you know what I mean, be as strong as I possibly can, not only for me, but for the family, you know what I'm saying, and most definitely gotta keep that up, shit. But yeah, man, I want y'all to goddamn give me some feedback, you know what I'm saying? If you get a listen, you know what I mean? Comment a little bit, send me something, you know, give me a little feedback. Let me know what kind of topics and shit I should be discussing on here. You know what I'm saying? As you see, I really had like a peaceful vibe and shit. I'm really on some chill shit, like, you know what I mean? I'm vibing right now, though. But for sure, I just want to, you know what I mean, get some good feedback from people, you know what I'm saying? And for sure, I want to goddamn let everybody know what kind of, hit me up and let me know what kind of guests, you know what I'm saying, y'all would like to have on here, man. Because that's one thing I'm going to be heavy major on. But right now I'm just trying to focus on, you know what I mean, keeping myself going with it and making sure everything smooth and running smoothly as possible right now for me. So I think that's going to be something I'm going to definitely have to do. Work a little smoother up on there. Get my game a little more better. But other than that shit, I'm going to be vibing and shit. But yeah, man, it's been a wonderful day. I chopped it up with y'all, man. Just a beautiful day. And getting my thoughts off on this beautiful Friday evening here in goddamn Atlanta, Georgia. But yeah, man, I think that's going to wrap it up for today. It was a good episode, and hit me up, like, and subscribe.